Thank you, Pastor Sharon, for the introduction, and to you all for your warm welcome.
多謝 Pastor Sharon 對我介紹，同埋多謝大家對我咁慷慨嘅接待。
Yes, my name is Eugene. I serve with International Justice Mission, IJM Canada.
咁我係叫 Eugene 啦，我喺英文簡稱係 IJM 嘅國際行議會加拿大嘅分部服事。
Now, IJM in our work, we work worldwide to protect people from forms of violence.
IJM 在世界各地做着保护弱势社群免受各种暴力伤害的工作。
And in my role, I have the privilege of serving our partners and supporters, to raise awareness and to raise funds and support for our mission.
我自己主要的角色呢，在这里其实是主要服侍我们一些的支持者，一些合作的伙伴，是提高大家对我们工作的认识，同埋為到工作而籌款。
And as Pastor Sharon said, I had the honor of being with you last year, and it's wonderful to be back. Thank you.
好似 Pastor Sharon 剛才講，我係好榮幸，舊年已經可以同大家係一齊分享，好高興今年可以翻到嚟添。
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak from the Word of God and to share about our work at IJM.
我亦都好感謝我有機會藉住上帝嘅話語嚟分享我哋自己 IJM 嘅使命。
Now, Scripture tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
聖經話過俾我哋聽，神嘅靈喺邊度，嗰度就有自由。
And this is the way that the world can work when we do as Christ did to set the oppressed free.
咁其實咧，就係我哋如果好似基督咁樣，係解放一啲受壓迫嘅人，呢個世界先可以得到正常嘅運轉。
But this setting the oppressed free isn't happening everywhere.
但係是令到受壓者得自由，不是說世界上面每度都是隨便發生的事。
And that's why at IJM, our inspiration is to join with Jesus to bring freedom to those who are trapped in oppression.
所以在 IJM, 我們自己得到的啟示是要跟耶穌結連，是將那些在受壓迫捆綁的人裡面，我們給到自由他們。
And we do this together with the global church, knowing that our God is a God of justice.
同埋我哋一定係要同普世教會係一齊去成就呢件事，因為我哋嘅知道我哋嘅神係一位公義嘅神。
So we do this mission by fighting against slavery and violence all around the world.
所以我哋透過係反對世界各地嘅奴役嘅制度啦、暴力啦，去做到呢一點。
We work together with authorities to rescue those who are trapped.
咁我哋同當地嘅政府合作去營救一啲受困嘅人士。
So this is going to the places where slavery and violence are happening so that we can rescue the victims.
所以呢啲工作其實我哋又去到一啲喺禁锢奴役、暴力正在發生嘅地方，我哋去拯救嗰啲受害者。
So this might be work factories, or it could be farms, or it may even be homes where children are being abused.
咁呢啲地方可能係血汗工廠啦，可能係農場啦，或者甚至係兒童遭受到虐待嘅家庭入邊。
And then after we rescue these survivors, we want to support their healing.
當我哋啲幸存者係獲救之後，我哋甚至係想支持佢哋嘅康復。
So this would be providing services like counseling and skills training, so that these survivors can be restored.
所以我哋就想提供係輔導啦、技能嘅培訓啦，令到呢啲獲救者佢哋可以重建新嘅生活。
And then we support the justice system to ensure that those who are responsible are held accountable.
咁我哋亦都係支援當地嘅司法系統，係確保呢啲罪犯係得到追究。
Because when communities see that there are consequences to these actions, this is what stops the cycle of violence from continuing.
因為當人係見到呢啲行為係要付上代價嘅時候，咁呢啲惡性嘅暴力嘅循環先至可以被打破。
And this is how IJM has worked to bring justice and bring freedom to people in poverty for more than 25 years.
呢個亦都係 IJM 過去25年係致力為貧苦大眾帶嚟自由同埋正義，我哋一個工作嘅模式。
So allow me to share a short video that highlights IJM's impact in this past year.
所以我而家想同大家分享一段短片，係重點介紹 IJM 過去一年嘅成果。
So we're grateful to celebrate successes, like we see in the video, the conclusion of IJM's program in the Dominican Republic.
所以我好高興，我哋去年可以慶祝 IJM 一啲工作，好似你喺短片度睇到，我哋喺多明尼加共和國一個圓滿完成嘅計劃。
And we can do this because we have confidence that the local justice system will continue to protect people from human trafficking.
咁我哋之所以可以做到呢一點，係因為我哋相信當地嘅司法系統已經可以去繼續保護啲人係免受人口販賣嘅壓迫。
But we see that there are still a lot of great needs worldwide.
但我哋知道其實呢個世界仍然存在住好大嘅需求。
Like the 500,000 children in the Philippines who were trafficked to make sexual exploitation material.
就好似喺菲律賓有超過500,000名嘅兒童咧係被販賣同埋剝削。
And this is unacceptable, which is why we need to continue in the mission.
呢啲係一啲唔可以接受嘅事情，所以點解我哋要繼續係去履行我哋嘅使命
？And seeking justice is a challenging mission.
尋求正義其實係一個艱巨嘅任務。
And that's why we need to be reminded that this weight is not ours to bear; it's God's.
呢個就係點解我哋時時要提醒自己啊！我哋唔係獨力去承擔呢份嘅重擔，而係上帝自己去承擔。
Yep. And our global team is reminded of this every day.
所以我哋全球嘅團隊其實每日都會被提醒。
At IJM, part of our daily rhythms, every office takes 30 minutes a day to pray together.
所以喺我哋 IJM 日常，我哋一個工作嘅節奏就係每日朝早我哋都會花30分鐘係一齊去祈禱。
This brings us back to God each day as we rely on His strength for our mission.
祷告就是每日去将我们带回去上帝的身边，因为我们是依靠祂的力量来完成的使命。
Our offices around the world, we have a sign or a plaque, and it looks like this.
我们在世界各地的办公室都有一个类似的标志或者是牌匾。
And it says this, it says, God's weight, our work, Jesus' way.
上面写着就是上帝的重担，我们的工作是耶稣的道路。
The weight of injustice is God's to bear.
因为不公义的重担是由上帝来承担。
The work to fight injustice is our mission.
去打击不公义是我们的使命。
And we are to carry out this mission in Jesus' way.
那我们是要用耶稣基督的道来实行这项工作。
So I'll speak about this from scripture and from our work at IJM.
那我是会从圣经的角度去讲到我们在 IJM 的工作。
请弟兄来跟我们读出今天的经文。
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：老师，我应该作什么才可以承受永生呢？耶稣对他说：律法上写的是什么？你怎么念的呢？他回答：你要全心、全性、全力、全意爱主你的神，并且要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说：你答得对，你这样行就必得生命。那人想证明自己有理，就对耶稣说：谁是我的邻居呢？耶稣回答：有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣服，把他打得半死，撇下他一个人就走了。正好有一个祭司从那条路下来，看见他，就从旁边走过去。又有一个利未人来到那里，看见他，也照样从旁边走过去了。只有一个撒玛利亚人旅行来到他那里，看见了就动了怜悯的心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤口，包裹好了，把他扶上自己的伤口，带他到客店里照顾他。第二天他拿出两个银币交给店主，说：请你照顾他，额外的开支我回来的时候必还给你。你想，这三个人，谁是那个落在强盗手中的人的邻舍呢？他说：是那怜悯他的。耶稣说：你去，照样作吧。
Thank you, Ben. Yeah. No.This parable is a passage, is a story that many of us probably know.
这个比喻是耶稣所讲的，我们都很熟悉的了。
And it has lessons about what it looks like when we do justice in Jesus' way.
这个是讲紧如果我们是凭耶稣基督的方式去主持公义是怎样。
So Jesus tells the story about a man who gets attacked by robbers while on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
所以耶稣是讲述一个人是 耶路撒冷去耶利哥的途中是遭到强盗的袭击的故事。
The two religious leaders, they see him and then they pass by him on the other side.
有两位宗教的领袖见到他的但是就从他身边走过。
Now the text doesn't tell us why they did this.
经文没有告诉我们他为什么会选择这样做。
Maybe they were busy, they didn't have time.
可能他们忙了，没时间了。
Or maybe they thought it was a dead body and they couldn't touch it because that would make them unclean.
可能他们以为那个已经是一具尸体了，他们不可以触摸他，因为令到他们自己都不洁净。
Now, but whatever the reason, these two leaders, they didn't stop.
但不理什么原因，总之他们是没有停下来。
But the Samaritan, who is someone from a different cultural background, a different religious background,The Samaritan stops to help the victim.
就是偏偏是这个撒玛利亚人，一个是从不同的文化、不同的宗教背景，他停下来去帮助受害者。
Now, when we hear the parable, we often think about the two leaders who didn't stop, and also the Samaritan who helps the man.
当我们听这个比喻的时候，我们经常会想到那两位没有停下来的领袖，另外也都想到帮助人的撒玛利亚人。
But what about the man?Who's he?
但那位男士是谁呢?
Well, this man, he's a victim. He's a victim of violence, which is unjust and it's offensive.
但这个男人其实是受害者，他是暴力的受害者。这个就是一个不公义和令我们恨恶的现象。
And violence is unjust because it takes away the good that God intends for that person.
暴力是不公义的，因为他剥夺了原本上帝对人的美好的心意。
And violence is offensive because you're not treating the other person as somebody who bears the image of God.
暴力也是令人恨恶的，因为你苦待了一位有上帝形象的人。
When this robber strips the man of the clothes, they are showing no regard for this man's dignity.
当强盗是剥去这个人的衣服的时候，其实他们是剥夺他的尊严。
And then they beat him. They show no regard for his safety.
当他们殴打他的时候，其实他们是罔顾他的人生安全。
And then they leave him to die, showing no regard for his life at all.
当他们任由他自生自灭的时候，其实他们是藐视他的生命。
Now when the priest and the Levite, they saw the victim, they passed by him.
祭司和利未人见到这个受难者，但他就选择了从他身边经过。
Now they were more concerned about what might happen to them if they approached the man. So instead, they avoided him.
因为他们更加关心的是他们如果靠近了他黏埋去会对自己有什么影响，所以他们反而选择了离开。
And, but the Samaritan did the opposite.
但是撒玛利亚人就选择了反其道而行。
He thought about what was happening to the victim and then went to him to bring rescue.
因为他体察到个受害者身上所遭遇的事，所以他选择是向他走近。
The Samaritan went to rescue and wanted to restore this victim of violence.
这个撒玛利亚人前去营救和重新建立一个暴力受害者。
This is possible when we seek to do justice in Jesus' way.
我们就会作出这样的选择，如果我们是用耶稣基督的方式去伸张正义。
Now in our work at IJM, we've rescued survivors who have endured a lot of violence.
我们在 IJM 的工作，其实我们营救了很多曾经遭受种种暴力的幸存者。
Like people who have been exploited and forced to work under abusive conditions.
例如有些是遭受了剥削，是被迫在非人道的条件下面强迫工作的人。
And then when they tried to escape, they were caught and they were brought back and then they had their hands chopped off as punishment.
就是当他们尝试是逃走这些命运的时候，他们反而有时是被捉回转头，甚至是斩断双手，是作为惩罚。
And we fought for and we supported women and children who have endured physical and sexual violence.
咁我哋亦都曾经系为到遭受咗肉体同埋性虐待嘅妇女同埋儿童而抗争。
And in all of these cases, we want to see these survivors healed and restored.
喺种种呢啲咁嘅例子，其实我哋最终系希望见到呢啲幸存者可以重获新生。
Because survivors of violence, they deserve to be cared for, just like this man on the Jericho road.
因为曾经受过暴力嘅生还者，其实系应该系得到我哋嘅照顾，就好似喺耶利哥 呢条路上面嗰个伤者一样。
Now at the inn, the Samaritan asks the innkeeper to help to take care of the man.
喺客店嗰度，撒瑪利亞人係請客店嘅主人係幫手照顧呢位傷者。
And it shows me that when we do justice, it's something that we do in partnership.
呢個其實係講俾我哋聽，當我哋伸張正義嘅時候，我哋係要揾一啲合作夥伴一齊做。
We do this work of justice as the church. We're on mission together with Jesus to heal the suffering in the world.
所以我哋同埋教會一樣，亦都係去做呢個伸張正義嘅工作。我哋同耶稣一起去承担这个使命，去医治这个世界的苦难。
And when we work together in community, we do it with others to be more effective.
当我们在社区里面可以跟其他人一起合作的时候，其实我们可以更加提高了我们的效率。
Now in February, I had the chance to visit IJM's office in Guatemala.
在2月份的时候，我有机会去到危地马拉，我们当地的办公室那里。
In Guatemala, IJM works to protect women and children from violence.
在危地马拉呢 IJM 是致力保护妇女、儿童免受暴力的侵害。
In some neighborhoods, one in four adolescent girls is a victim of sexual violence.
其实你知不知道在某些社区，即是有达到四分之一的未成年少女是曾经受过性暴力的侵害。
And then women and children, they often don't have access to the justice system to report when violence happens.
但往往在这些地方呢，当地的妇女和儿童，他们是完全没有渠道是向司法系统是举报暴力的行为。
So in Guatemala, I learned about an organization. It's called MOCVIN, which is the Christian Movement Against Violence Against Children.
咁喺危地马拉当中，我就认识咗一个名系叫做基督徒反对暴力侵害儿童嘅呢个组织 MOCVIN.
Yeah, these are some of the leaders of MOCVIN in our group, and MOCVIN works to prevent violence against children and also to support survivors of violence.
MOCVIN 咧係致力於係防止一啲係針對兒童嘅暴力，同埋亦都會俾幸存者提供支援。喺上度你見到啲佢哋嘅領袖。
And the group also strengthens the church to lead change in this way。
咁佢哋咧亦都係裝備當地嘅教會，係嘗試改變當地嘅風氣、社會嘅風氣。
So IJM is one of the members of this group, and it includes other Christian organizations.
所以 IJM 同埋其他一啲基督教嘅團體都係呢個組織嘅成員。
All of the organizations in MOCVIN, they share the experiences, they share best practices with each other.
所有 MOCVIN 嘅成員組織入邊咧，其實佢哋都會互相分享自己嘅經驗啦，或者一啲更加有效嘅操作模式。
They are coming together to serve their community better.
咁為咗更加好服務佢哋嘅社區，佢哋係走埋一齊。
And by working together in this way, it strengthens everyone and it makes justice more achievable.
佢哋用呢種合作嘅方式咧，就可以強化每一個人、每一個團體嘅力量，係更加可以伸張正義。
And what we've seen is that when you do the work of justice in community, it makes the community safer.
當我哋見到當呢個正義喺呢個社區入邊得到伸張嘅時候，呢個社區會變得更加嘅安全。
And this work of justice, it comes at a cost.
但做伸張正義的工作其實都是要付上代價的。
And the parable, the Samaritan gives the innkeeper 2 denarii to cover expenses.
在耶穌的比喻那裡講到撒瑪利亞人是給了客店的老闆2個銀幣去支付開支。
So how much is this? Well, 1 denarius was the usual day wage for a laborer.
在當年來講，1個銀幣就是一個工人一日的工資。
So the Samaritan was committing at least 2 days of wages to care for this victim of violence.
所以这个撒瑪利亞人，他是準備了至少拿出2日的工錢，是去幫助这个照顧这个人。
And this shows us the impact of generosity in work of justice.
这个举动也都展示了我们在伸張正義的时候，我们如果我们付出一个慷慨的态度所带出来的影响。
And we're so grateful that your community is generous in this way. So thank you very much for your support of IJM.
我们也非常感谢哥伦教会是这么慷慨你对 IJM 工作的支持。
And I encourage you to keep supporting your church's initiatives.
所以我也鼓励你继续支持教会的多走一步行动。
Because your generosity, it makes the kingdom of God more known, more visible, both locally and around the world.
因为你的慷慨，其实你是令到神的国度在这里，或者在世界各地，都是更加容易被人看到。
Now for cost, along with financial cost, maybe the cost in doing justice is in your time or an opportunity.
除了经济的成本之外，可能你还有要付上时间或者一些失去的机会。
Now for me, before I joined the staff of IJM, I served as a volunteer in South Asia with IJM through our internship program.
在加入 IJM 正式成为工作人员之前，其实我透过他们的实习计划，在南亚的地方担任了一年的志愿工作者。
So during that year, my wife and I, we took leave from our work. She is a teacher and me from my law practice.
那我和我太太呢，其实 在我们工作中申请了一个长假，她是一个教师，而我是一位执业的律师。
And during that year, we served with the IJM team in South Asia to support the fight against human trafficking.
那我们就和南亚的 IJM 团队一起去打击的人口贩卖。
And this internship, it was a commitment. It was a commitment of our time and of our opportunity.
这个实习其实是我们在时间和在我们牺牲了一些机会上面我们付出的承诺。
But we'll say that the cost was worth it because it was so meaningful to be part of the mission and to see the work and impact firsthand.
但我可以说我们的付出是非常有意义的，因为我们可以亲眼目睹是通过参与这份使命所带来的影响。
What we've learned at IJM is that it is possible.To rescue and restore victims of violence.
我哋喺 IJM 所学到嘅嘢就系话，拯救同埋帮助暴力受害者重建生命系完全可以有可能做到嘅事。
And in our work, we've also seen that this violence can actually be prevented in the first place.
同埋我哋都认识到喺暴力未发生之前，我哋已经可以预早系防止。
It's like imagining how it would be like if there were no robbers on the Jericho Road.
就好像你想象一下，如果在那条耶利哥的路上，如果完全是没有强盗的话，会怎样？
Now this road between Jerusalem and Jericho was about 30 kilometers long.
在耶路撒冷去耶利哥这条中间的道路其实是长30公里。
And it was surrounded by rocky walls and caves.
它是被岩石啦，被洞穴是包围着。
So this route was known to be dangerous, because robbers, they would have a lot of places that they could hide or escape out into the desert.
所以众所周知啊，出晒名，这条路呢是很危险的，因为啲强盗是有很多地方去匿埋啦，也都很容易走啦。
But what if the robbers couldn't get away with this?
但如果你想想，盗贼是当年是没办法逃脱是怎样呢？
What if they were held accountable for these actions?
又或者他们是要为他们的暴力行为而付上代价的。
Well, then people would feel safer on this road.
所以当人是在这条路上行的时候，他们会更加觉得安全。
So at IJM, that's what we want. We want people to feel safe in their communities.
So IJM 最终我们想实现的就是，我们想人们在他们各自居住的社区，他们感觉到受保护。
And I'll share one more story.
我再讲一个故事俾你听。
And it's about a recent way for robbers to exploit people that we saw in the video, and IJM is now fighting this in Southeast Asia.
系讲到一种新嘅系剥削系去盗窃嘅方法，而 IJM 正喺东南亚系同呢股风气系对抗紧。
It starts like this. You get a WhatsApp message that says hello. This is a message that I got.
Yeah. 呢个故事系咁开始嘅，可能就系简单嘅 WhatsApp 收到一句。就说 hello, 我都收过，可能你都收过。
Now there's a lawyer in Boston named Susan, and she received a message like this, and at first she ignored it.
咁喺波士顿有一位律师叫 Susan, 佢一开始都收到咁样嘅信息啊，咁佢一开始梗系冇理到啦。
A follow-up message came, and she replied saying, "Sorry, wrong number."
跟住又嚟多次，咁佢今次就话，你揾错人啦。
And then from there, it started a conversation with a man named Jimmy from Los Angeles.
但有嗰刻开始，慢慢佢就同一个喺洛杉矶叫 Jimmy 嘅人男人系开始对话啦。
And at this time, Susan was receiving treatments for cancer, and she had recently separated from her husband.
就喺当时咧 ，Susan 系正系接受紧癌症嘅治疗。咁佢最近啱啱亦都系同系丈夫系分居咗。
And Susan and Jimmy, they would talk daily, and this conversation eventually led to investments and cryptocurrency.
So Susan and Jimmy 每日都会倾偈啦，慢慢咧就会讨论到投资啊或者加密货币咁样。
Jimmy said he knew a website and recommended one that Susan could use to make investments.
Jimmy 就话：喂 ，Susan 有个网站、哦，你可以做一啲投资、哦，推荐咗俾佢。
Susan started to invest and saw some profits, so she invested some more.
咁 Susan 開始投資，咁啊開始見到一啲利潤喎。我話：咦，咪加大投資咯。
When she tried to withdraw, the website described all these fees and taxes that she would have to pay.
但当他想提款的时候，那个网站就列出了很多他要支付的费用啊，或者说所谓的税金啊，这样。
And Susan invested a lot of money.
Susan 其实投资了一大笔钱的。
But it turned out that none of this was true.
最后事实证明没有东西是真的。
The website that she was using was not real.
个网站用来投资又不是真的。
The whole operation was a scam.
整个操作都是一个骗局来的。
And in the end,Susan was robbed. She was robbed of about $2.5 million.
所以最终 Susan 其实是被明抢了$2.5 million.
Now I share this story because I certainly don't want you to be the victim of an investment scam like Susan.
我同你分享这个故事是因为我不想大家好像 Susan 这样都堕入这些这样骗局。
But I also want to ask this question.
但我都想问一个问题。
Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy 是什么人呢？
Now we don't know what happened to Jimmy here, but people like Jimmy, we know, may themselves be victims of violence and trafficking.
嗱，呢位 Jimmy， 我哋唔知佢身上发生咩事啊吓，但系好似 Jimmy 咁样嘅人，本身佢都可能系贩卖人口嘅受害者。
Thousands of people have been lured by ads promising jobs in countries like Cambodia, Myanmar, and the Philippines.
喺柬埔寨啊、缅甸啊、菲律宾啊，成千上万嘅人。都係有時係俾呢啲承諾係高薪厚職嘅廣告吸引。
But these jobs aren't real. They turn out to be conducting scams where you have to target victims with these fake investment or romance opportunities.
但係呢啲工作其實都唔係真嘅。事實證明到呢啲工作到最後所出現嘅都係詐騙或者建立一啲虛假嘅人際關係或者投資機會去詐騙呢啲受害人。
Yeah. And this is what happened to Morris from Indonesia.
这个也是印尼的 Morris 这位仁兄的遭遇。
Morris lost his job because of the pandemic.
Morris 在 COVID 当中就失去了他的工作。
And then in early 2022, he saw an advertisement for a marketing job in Cambodia.
在2022年年初他在柬埔寨就见到一个关于柬埔寨的招聘广告。
So he applied and he chatted with the advertiser online and through WhatsApp.
咁透過線上啦 ，WhatsApp 啦，就同嗰個打廣告嗰個人聯絡上。
And he was offered the position, and the company paid for his visa and for his air ticket to Cambodia.
啊，個公司真係俾份工佢，仲俾埋簽證，飛埋佢去柬埔寨添。
When Morris arrived in Cambodia, he was picked up by the company and then brought to a compound.
当他抵达柬埔寨的时候，他就被间公司接到一个很大的原地。
Now at the compound, the guards took his passport, and then after that, Morris never left.
在这个原地呢，保安就收走了他的护照，从那一刻开始他就没有离开过这个营地。
At the compound, Morris was required to work 16 hours a day.
在那里 Morris 每天是被强迫做16个钟。
And he soon realized the job wasn't as advertised.
咁佢好快開始意識到，喂，呢份工唔係話廣告講嗰樣嗰回事喎。
He had to pretend to be a woman and create social media profiles.
啊，原來佢係要假扮係一個女性，跟住喺社交平台上面建立一啲帳戶。
And then he had to use these profiles to trick people into making fake investments.
跟住佢就要用呢啲帳戶去呃其他人係進行虛假嘅投資。
And the company set targets for the workers to sign up customers.
咁啲公司仲要為呢類咁嘅員工設定一個簽約嘅客户嘅目標。
And if they didn't meet their targets, they'd be punished.
你如果達唔到目標、跑唔到數，你要受到懲罰。
Morris saw his salary get cut. He also saw his supervisor beating his friends when they made mistakes.
咁 Morris 嘅自己個人工因為達唔到標，所以人工會被扣，甚至佢見到自己嘅朋友因為犯錯而俾一啲主管係毆打。
So Morris's experience in these compounds is common for people who have been rescued.
Morris 在这些骗局庄园里面，这些其他获救的人所讲出来的事情其实是一模一样。
This is a satellite image showing a place that's called KK Park.
这个就是卫星图，是 KK 园的卫星图。
And this is a compound in Myanmar that's near the border of Thailand. It's well known.
这个建筑群其实就在缅甸靠近泰国边境一个是恶名昭著的地方。
And compounds like this can have thousands of people working inside.
在这个园区可能有几千人在工作的。
And news reports have described some of the extreme violence that takes place inside.
咁新聞報道亦都描述喺呢啲建築物入邊，有時可能係有極端暴力嘅情況發生。
Workers can get beaten, or they're held in dark rooms, or they might be starved as punishment.
工人可能被毆打啦，或者關喺黑房入邊啦，挨餓啦，呢啲都係種種受懲罰嘅例子。
And they can be sold even from one employer to another.
甚至啲工人可能會由一個僱主賣俾另外一個僱主。
Now for Morris, he was uncomfortable with what he was being made to do, so he wanted to resign.
Morris 對自己強迫被做要做呢啲事情，梗係感覺唔好啦，所以佢好想辭職。
But the employer then first asked him to say, "All right, pay the cost of the visa and for the air ticket to bring you here."
咁個僱主帶佢嚟嗰個就話：得，咁你咪賠翻簽證嘅錢咯，賠翻機票錢咯。
They even asked Morris's family to provide that money, which, of course, they didn't have.
甚至佢哋係要求 Morris 嘅屋企人去賠翻錢，但當然佢哋係冇錢噶啦。
So Morris is trapped, and where's his hope?
所以 Morris 最終係一路喺度被困，係冇曬希望。
Now, while they were in the compound, another worker was able to contact their relative.
咁喺呢個園區係另外一位工人可以聯絡到佢嘅親戚。
And they reported what was happening to IJM.
咁個親戚咧就聯絡上 IJM 就報告咗呢個情況。
IJM took the matter and they worked with Cambodian police.
咁 IJM 咧就將呢件案件係帶俾柬埔寨嘅警方。
They attended the compound where they were able to rescue Morris and 8 others who had been trapped.
咁警察就可以去到呢個園區，係營救咗 Morris 同埋其他八位嘅人。
And then after the rescue, IJM was able to support their return to Indonesia, where he could be reunited with his family.
當佢哋獲救之後 ，IJM 係支援佢哋翻去印尼，咁 Morris 到最終可以同屋企人團聚。
And then the recruiters that brought Morris to Cambodia, they were charged.With human trafficking offenses.
咁喺柬埔寨當地當初招募嗰啲人，佢哋係被控告販賣人口嘅罪。
Their case went ahead, and then later that year, they went to trial, and they were found guilty and put to jail.
最終喺同年，呢啲咁嘅蛇頭，佢哋係接受咗審判，咁被判有罪，同埋最後係要入獄添。
And this key trafficker was even ordered to pay compensation to the survivors.
咁最大嗰個蛇頭啊，到最後係要被勒令，要向呢啲苦主係支付賠償金。
So this result for the traffickers, it means that they've been stopped, they've been restrained from exploiting other people.
所以就係因為咁，我哋睇到呢扎蛇頭，佢哋唔可以再去繼續去剝削其他人，因為佢哋已經被定罪。
Yeah, and we celebrate that Morris has received justice in his case.
所以我哋咧就係為到 Morris 喺。整件事情之中最终可以得到正义的结果，我们去庆祝。
And we say that the road is now safer for Morris and people in his community.
所以我们就可以说，这条通往耶利哥的道路现在对于 Morris 和他社区的人是变得更加安全。
So if you ever get WhatsApp message that it might be a scam, of course be careful.
所以当你收到 WhatsApp message, 你就要小心了。Yeah.
Because what happened to Susan in Boston, this was a terrible injustice.
So, Boston 的 Susan 所遭遇的事是一个极致的不公义。
Yeah, but also know that the person sending the message, they may also be victims of violence.
但其实大家都要留意到，谂到，就算发信息俾你嗰个人，本身佢可能都系暴力嘅受害者。
And these experiences, the experiences of Susan and of Morris, they remind us of the reality of injustice.
所以头先我同大家讲呢啲咁嘅经历 ，Susan 啊 Morris 嘅经历，其实系正正提醒紧我哋，不公义喺我哋身边一直系发生紧。
And it's unfair.
呢个系唔公平。
It's offensive.
系令人反感。
And it's unacceptable.
亦都系唔可以接受嘅。
And when we see this, can we just pass by on the other side?
当我哋睇到呢啲情况嘅时候，我哋点做？我哋可唔可以喺旁边兜过去咧
？So I invite you to consider these questions as we look to do justice in Jesus' way.
所以当我哋寻求系去耶稣嘅道路去伸张正义嘅时候，我系邀请大家去思考呢类嘅问题。
How do you respond when you hear about injustice and in violence against vulnerable people?
咁當你聽到係針對弱勢群體嘅一啲唔公義、一啲暴力嘅事件嘅時候，你有啲咩反應呢
？Do you look for ways to help restore the victim？
你係咪會尋找方法去幫助啲受害者去重生呢
And how can you engage in doing justice in partnership and in community?
你可以怎樣建立在社區裡面建立夥伴的關係去伸張正義？
What are some ways that you can participate together as a family or a small group or as a fellowship?
又或者你作為家庭、團契、小組的一份子，你可以怎樣一起去參與呢？
And what is the work of justice costing you?
你有沒有曾經為伸張正義的工作付出過怎樣的代價？
Are there ways that you can commit your resources or your time or your opportunity?To do justice?
又或者 有什麼途徑你可以去貢獻你的資源呢？你的時間呢？或者是犧牲一些機會來伸張正義？
At IJM, we want to do justice in Jesus' way, and we want to do this in partnership with the church.
所以 IJM, 我們希望是跟普世的教會合作，用耶穌基督 的方法來伸張正義。
And so one thing that I invite you to do is to pray for us and to pray with us.
所以一件事我请求大家邀请大家做的就是跟我们一起祷告
Pray that we won't be overcome by the weight of injustice
祈祷我们不要被一些不公义的重担而压垮
And pray that more people can be rescued and experience protection from violence in their communities
我祈祷更多的人可以在他们的社区当中得到保护在暴力当中营救出来免受侵害
And pray that Jesus will sustain us as we do this work His way.
我祈求耶稣基督在我们按照他的道工作的时候，他可以托起我们。
And this QR code, you can sign up to be a prayer partner if you would like to receive updates and requests for how you can join us in prayer.
这个 QR code 大家就可以是註冊就是成為我們的禱告夥伴，收到我們最新的禱告事項。
Yeah. And you can also sign up, you can receive our Faith and Justice newsletter to stay connected with our work.
你也可以註冊是接受到我們的定期通訊，是跟我們的事工是保持聯繫。
And once again, it's my honor to say thank you for your partnership with IJM.
再次是多謝大家，很榮幸可以在這裡，是我親身是感謝大家跟我們的同工。
And if you'd like to know more about our mission, I'd be delighted to connect with you more after our service today.
如果你想知道我哋更多嘅工作，喺完咗教会之后，我系好希望可以同大家交谈。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Peace be with you all.
多谢弟兄姊妹，平安。